Welcome back to the Senkuinian podcast. I am your host, Isaiah Senku. I would love to do this like every other YouTuber that does a podcast, okay? But we all know that that takes time to build to. So we're starting out slow, okay? Today we're talking about something very major that happened in my life. And it's funny because these podcasts have basically been just like if you've been following my podcast, which if you are, I thank you so much. I appreciate you, okay? But if you are, then you know that I am very spotty and I only really hop on here when I really just want to talk about something that isn't really YouTube or Twitch or anything else friendly, or it is friendly, but like I just rather do it in a audio form, if that makes sense, right? So basically I'm just kind of just here, you know, and I quit my job. That is the biggest thing I want to talk about. I quit my job. That means that I am, well, essentially jobless. But what's important here is that I'm happy that I did so, right? Because the job wasn't making me feel better about myself. The job wasn't some job that I would work at for over a year. You know what I mean? It's a fast food job. It was trash. Literally everybody there, not everybody, but a lot of people there, they just devolve into, especially myself, you just devolve into a version of yourself that you'd rather not be. At least for me, I don't know about other people, but for me, yeah, that's just how it was. I turned to something like, I was just, my job, my life revolved around this job. And I don't like that. The job needs to revolve around the things that I like. And the job needs to revolve around my job, my life, basically. And, you know, it's interesting to experience this, because I called my mom up and I told her about it. And we all know how moms are with their sons and stuff. But I've been kind of honest, like I've been nothing but honest to my mom in the 4 years that we've known each other, and I say that because if you guys don't know the history, I'm not gonna go through it here, but I will briefly explain it. Where basically my mom wasn't there for growing up, right? So growing up, my mom wasn't in the picture, like I said, and she kind of just now found me, right? She kind of her family kind of helped her find me. You know, I got out of the situation I was in, and here I am, you know. Now me and her have known each other for 4 years, you know, basically. And she's starting to understand who I am as a person. I'm starting to understand who she is. And I was expecting her to be a little upset, but she was kind of like, not, because she understood who I was, right? And I think that's important, because me and her, we communicate, we talk a lot, right? And we're honest to each other. I think that's the biggest thing that I feel like parents and kids do not have, is honesty. And when you're honest, it kind of helps you to understand each other and understand where you both are coming from, right? Because me and my mom both have very different point of views on life, but that's not something that keeps us apart, you know what I mean? We are willing to talk, right? And my mom is still growing as a person, so am I, so is everybody. And speaking of my mom, she also has her own podcast. I think it's called The Wall, if I'm not mistaken. So, or Akilah Speaks, but I think it's The Wall. I should change it to The Wall. So we'll look that up on YouTube and check it out if you want to. It's up to you. She talks about mainly a lot of stuff that I'm not really don't really care to talk about. You know, you can find out yourself. Just go check it out, I guess. Basically, me quitting this job, she was very open about it. She was like, as long as you have enough money to take care of yourself for a little bit and find a job before, or at least have money saved up. Well, that's what's important, right? Have money saved up. And I do have money saved up. I have 2 months, right, to start doing the things that I know I need to do to get the money that I know I need to get in the right places, right? And yeah, this is the start of that. Starting my podcast, really going in onto the podcast thing. Doing a lot of different stuff. I'm doing like a million things at once, but I feel like if I don't do it, I'm never gonna do it. And the best time to do something is as soon as you have the idea, as soon as you get the motivation to do it, just boom, do it, you know? So that's me. That's how I act on a lot of stuff. That's why I have a lot of things going on, but it's worth it, you know? So, yeah, that's that. I mean, also thinking that jobs like that, like jobs, fast food jobs like that are just not, they're not for me. You know what I mean? I've worked at fast food now, I've worked at warehouse. Both of those types of jobs are trash to me. I hate them. They're the bottom of the barrel type jobs. They're horrible. I hate them with a passion. They need to go away. They need to be replaced by robots. I do not care. Because the thing is, if you replace these jobs with robots and the robots could do the same shit that we were doing, that we're doing, but better, we have more time to focus on creative stuff, being creative. Okay? We have more time to focus on being creative and being human. You know what I mean? Not being a cog in the system. Like, a human should never be a cog in the system. A human should be a human, not a worker for somebody at a job that they don't like, that they're not into, you know what I mean? So yeah, I think it's, yeah, I think this is a good time for me to really do the things that I knew I should have been doing, but since I had the job, I couldn't really do it because I was busy, you know, and I was working this job and I never had a chance to really, like I said, do what I want to do. Now I have the time. I have 2 months to find me a maybe a video editing job or whatever. It's time, you know? So, yeah. I hope to see you guys in the next episode of this, whenever that comes out. Yeah, we'll see, you know? Thank you guys for listening. If you guys do enjoy this stuff, please don't forget to follow me or follow my Twitter, all that stuff. I do have a Discord if you guys are interested in that. But I don't know if I can't put links in the Discord in this, so just follow my Twitter, okay, and you'll get all the updates there. Yeah. Anyway, I'll see you guys in the next installment of the Cinquennian. I'll explain what the Cinquennian means, but yeah. All right, Cinque gang, Cinquennians, I love you all, love yourself, love others. That is the way, you know, positivity, self-awareness, truth, and trust, PSTT. That is what I stand by. That's what I live by. I'll see you guys in the next podcast. Bye.